Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Bava Kamma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Bizchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
We're learning Meseches Bava Kamma Daf Nun Beis. Want to start the shiur learning this Mishnah here on Daf Nun Beis and Aleph together with the Mishnah on Daf Nun Aleph and Aleph. And the sugya of the Mishnah Daf Nun Aleph and Aleph is on the bottom of Daf Nun Aleph and Beis. And the sugi of the Mishnah here in Daf Nun Beis is right after the Mishnah, because it's one big sugi. The Mishnayos go shtickle together. The Mishnah in Aleph had said that a barshel shnei shutvim over all of a rishon v'loiki sehu, the first one passed by and did not cover it, v'asheni v'loiki sehu, and the second one passed by and did not cover it, hasheni chayiv. That's Rashi's girsa. And the Mishnah in Daf Nun Beis says ki sehu a rishon, if the first one covered it. Also, Hasheni Chayev. So the first Mishnah said if the first one did not cover it, and the second one found it and also did not cover it, the second one's Chayev. And the second Mishnah says if the Rishon did cover it, and the Sheni, however, found it uncovered, and the Sheni did not cover it, the Sheni's Chayev. Something is a shtickle wrong. The first Mishnah says if the Rishon did not cover it, the Sheni is Chayiv. And the second Mishnah says that the Rishon did cover it, the Sheni is Chayiv. So in Rashi, this is Rashi's Girsa, and Rashi's Masim, and this is the Sugya Sagamara Lefi Rashi. And the first Mishnah, really, they're both Chayiv. If the Rishon didn't cover it, and the Sheni didn't cover it, they're both Chayiv. It's a Barshel Shnei Shutfim. Neither of them covered it. They were both Peshay in it. The Vada, they're both Chayiv. What does the first Mishnah mean, Hasheni Chayiv? That's talking about, like the Gemara says, Rishon at Amos Mifter. Till when is the Rishon Pater? And Rashi's Masvid, that's Pashit, that the Rishon's not Stam Pater. Why should it be Pater? It's Peshay just like the Sheni. It's a Barshel Shnei Shutfim. Now it must be that the Rishon obviously gave over the Shmir to the Sheni somehow, and that's why the Rishon's Pater. And the Gemara wants to understand, what does the Rishon have to do to give over the Shmir to the Sheni? So in that, the Gemara brings a machlokes. If that alone, that the Sheni is mishtamish with it, that alone makes him a shomer. Or no, the Rishon has to actually give him the cover of the bar, that's the Rashi learns the Dalia, the cover of the bar, that would make him a shomer. And the Gemara says, this is the machlokes tanon, and the Gemara explains the machlokes tanon. If when a shutif is mishtamish, is he mishtamish with his own chalik of the shutvis, or is he mishtamish with the entire thing? That's what the Gemara means by yesh brer and ein brer. Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov holds the shitasai that he's only mishtamish, he's mishtamish with his own chalik. So mele, being mishtamish alone doesn't make me a shamer on the whole thing. It's still a barshel shnei shutvin. And mele, only become a shamer when he gives you the cover, that makes you the shamer, because now you have the cover. Now Shenke and the Tanakama holds that a shutvis is the pshat that each one's being mishtamish and the other one's chalik. That's the site of Ein Breira. And we'll discuss this machlaikas a little bit later in the shir. And Mela, when he's mishtamish, he becomes a shayel on the whole bar. And Mela, he's a shaymer. But Bekitzer, in the first Mishnah, they're both chayiv. Really, the Rishon and the Sheni are both chayiv. There's no reason why not. It's a bar shel shnei shutvim. They're both peshay in the bar. They both left it open. The only reason why the Mishnah says a Sheni Chayev is talking about when the Rishon made the Sheni the Shomer on the bar, either by lending him the bar out to Shayel, and the Meili is a Shomer, that's if the Ishtamshus survives the Ishtamshus and the other one's Chalik also, or if you hold the Ishtamshus, only Ishtamshus in your own Chalik, Yesh Breira, so there the Pshat is that he gave him the Dalia, he gave him the cover, made him a Shomer that way. Now the Rosh brings the Girsa Sarif in the first mission that says, Avrel v'rishayin v'loiki seyu v'asheni v'loiki seyu harishayin chayiv. The opposite of Rashi. Harishayin chayiv. But the Rosh learns that this also is exactly Shitas Rashi. Because he learns that harishayin chayiv means both of them are chayiv. Harishayin chayiv means also the Rishon's chayiv. I'm not clear what the chiddush of the mission is then. Why would you think the Rishon should be pater? But I'll go upon him, that's what the mission says. Harishayin chayiv, the way the Rosh learns on, that both of them are chayiv, also the Rishon's chayiv. And the Gemara is still asking, Rishon and Amos Mifter, there's any way the Rishon could become Pater? And that the Gemara says, if he makes the Sheni a Shemer, either by leaving him being Mishtamish in the bar, If you hold that that makes him a shayman because he holds aim breira and he's mishtamish with the other one's chelik as well, he becomes a shayil. Or if you hold yesh breira and the mishtamish is not a shayil, mishtamish only in his own chelik, so then mishayim slay dalia when he gives him the cover of the bar, then he becomes a shayman. But the Rosh, even with the girsa of the Mishnah of Harishon Chayiv, the Rosh says that the pshat in the Mishnah is like Rashi. That really, in the first case, they're both Chayiv. Only if the Rishon makes a Sheni a Shomer, then the Sheni is Chayiv. That's the first Mishnah. The second Mishnah, the Rishon covered the bar, and the Sheni found it Megula. And the Sheni did not cover it. So in this case, the Rishon's Pater, Lecharei Ptereinis, since he covered it, he didn't know it was uncovered. He has a Ptereinis, and that's why the Sheni is Chayiv, because the Rishon's Pater has a Ptereinis. On that, the Gemara asks the Shailah, the Rishon and Amos Mifter, till when is the Rishon Pater? In other words, until when does he have a Ptereinis that he didn't know about the bar? And the Gemara says three Shitas. So here there's a big Machlokes Rashi and Taisus. It's a Machlokes in Pshat. And the way we're going to explain it, it's also a tremendous Machlokes in the Lamdus of this Mishnah. And the Lamdus of Barshal Shnei Shutfim, like we're going to explain. So first Taisus Pshat, which Kam Rishayinim hold of. Rav says, Atche Yeda. Shmuel says, Atche Yediyuhu. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Atche Yeda's Tugish Sayis, like the guy points out, either Atche Yeda, V'yiska Peilim V'yichus Arazim V'chesenu, or B'chdeish Yediyuhu, V'yiska Peilim V'yichus Arazim V'chesenu. That you don't only have the time to know about it, but also the time to hire workers to cut down trees to make a kisui for the bar. So Taisus learns like this. B'chdeish Yeda, Taisus says, it means with enough time to know about it. Taisus learns that a curl comes out, so the information is available. No one told you. You don't know for sure that it's true. But there is information around. You could access the information. You could be cheshish for it. Shmuel says, b'chdeish yeduhu. No, it's only if someone went and informed you and told you that the bar is uncovered. You don't have to worry about a rumor. Me'echa taste of the rumor is true. That's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Some Rishonim say even more by b'chdeish yed than Rav, that it was possible for him to go back. It's the normal, it was the derech of him to go back to the bar and find out. Al kapanim b'chdeish yed means that the information is available. Al yedei akoyel, while yedei tzederech to go back. Some Rishonim say b'chdeish yedu means that they informed him personally. That means he knows for sure that the bar is uncovered. And Rabbi Yochanan says, either b'chdeish yed or b'chdeish yedu, two gersais, plus we also give him time to hire workers to cut down trees to make a cover. And if he didn't have that time, he still called an einus. Mashag and Rav and Shmuel hold, no, as soon as you know it's uncovered, you have to hire shomrim to keep people out of the bar till you make the cover. You can't just leave it uncovered that way while you're busy making a cover for the bar. That's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Now, Taisus points out that the same machlokes Rav Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan would be by the Sheni also. It's not just for the Rishon. The Rishon left it Megula. The Rishon was Mechasid. He did not leave it Megula. The Sheni found it Megula. So who would then there'll be a machlokes about the Sheni if he's chayiv right away, or if he's only chayiv after the time it takes to b'seicha peilim lichas arazim v'chasenu. And the Rosh also says this. And the Rosh says, since you're mechasid, so Mela, you consider an einus a begat nizgala, not through your fault, you consider an einus until you could hire peilim and cut down trees and make a kisui. Umbir kavanasei, and other mefarshim say this klar, avada, when you dig a bar b'shisar abim, you don't have a chance to go and then hire workers and cut down trees and make a kisui. When you dig a bar b'shisar abim, you have to mechas it right away. Who asked you to dig a bar b'shisar abim? But if you were mechasid, you were mechasid a bar, and now ba'ainis was nizgala, and you find out about it, so now you have still a chance to go and be seicha peilim and be kairis arazim v'chasenu. That's what Rabbi Yochanan holds. And that would apply to the Sheni as well. The only reason why the Gemara says about the Rishon is b'chdei sheyed and b'chdei sheyedu don't have a shaychus to the Sheni. The Sheni knows, he's there, he sees it. But the Yichus HaRazim applies to the Sheni as well. So this is all the Pshat and the Sugi, Lefi Taisus and the Rosh and other Rishonim. But Rashi has a whole different mahalach, like we're going to explain. Rashi first in pshat. Rashi says, b'chdesha yeda means that the Rishon has to actually see it. The difference in b'chdesha yeda and b'chdesha, Rashi learns b'chdesha yeda doesn't mean that the information is accessible like Tosfos holds. There's a rumor out there. Adram. Even if someone went and told him klar, he's not chayef till he actually goes and sees it. B'chdei she'edu, the first pshat of Rashi is, as long as someone told him. But b'chdei she'ed, the telling is not enough, he has to actually go and see it. Now, l'chari, that's very shver. Bishlai milifi taisis and the Rosh and other mefarshim, I can understand the machleik is Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds, as long as the information is accessible, you're not an einus. As long as there's a koil out there, you're not an einus. B'chdei she'ed, it's possible for him to know. And Shmuel says, no, you're still an einus. You don't have to access the information. B'chdei she'edu, until someone came and told you, and now you know for sure, then you call an einus. Versteh min de tzveit stadim. But according to Rashi, Shmuel holds b'chdei she'edu, according to the first shat, means till someone comes and tells you. Fine. Zogt Rav b'chdei she'edah. What does that mean? Till you actually see it. What do you have to actually see it for? Someone told you that it's uncovered. You know that it's uncovered. Shtigl deichik to say that according to Rav, you don't have to believe someone who comes and tells you that. Shtigl pliya. That's the first kash. Rashi has a second shana b'chdei she'edu that says that Rav holds you have to actually see it. And Shmuel says seeing it is not enough. Someone has to inform you, and the Rashba says the words in Rashi, b'chdei she'yisru bai. Someone has to warn you. That's mamash pliya. What's the pshat in that? Here, Rav says you have to see it. Shmuel says seeing it is not enough. Afilu borver opater achiyidu. Until they inform you, and the Rashba adds into Rashi achiyisubai, until they go and warn you that you have to close your bar. Why? Why are you an einus? You see it. You see it's uncovered. A pella. Rashi says lashen rishon kasher, aber lashen sheni daf pshat. Third problem with Rashi is, in Rabbi Yechiran, we said in Taisus and the Rush, that the Sheni also has a time, Kadesh Yichris Arasim. But Rashi says no. Rashi says that's Tafka the Rishon. But the Sheni that's above and Ishtamish by, Le'avin and Shuri Kula, hi, Da'avay Lesuvi Shemim, he has to make Shemim. The Rishon has time, Kadesh Yichris Arasim. The Sheni, no. The Sheni doesn't have so much time. What's the chilik, the Rishon and the Sheni? They're both chutfim in the bar. Why should he give the Rishon the time Sheikhus Razim and the Sheni not? It's a pella. What's the pshat in Rashi b'chlal? Venerally, the Pnei Yeshua already stels the vek a chakir in the sugya. The Gemara here says, b'chdei she'eda, b'chdei she'eduyuhu, b'chdei she'eduyuhu, v'yichus, v'yiskapel, v'yichus Razim, v'chesenu. Is that a din by every single bar? Any bar, a person makes a bar, he covers the bar becomes uncovered. When's he chayiv? You have b'chdei she'eda, you have b'chdei she'edu, you have b'chishu v'yiskapayilim. Or is that dafke here by a bar shal shnei shutfim to patle the rishon? Pnei Yeshua wants to declare that it's dafke by a bar shal shnei shutfim. He wants a taina like this. The Mishnah says, ki seyu karoyi v'nafel atayich ashar chamar ameis pater. If he covered it properly, a shari chamar fell in it, and he died as pater. The Gemara asks Akasha, Kevin de Kiseo Kuro Hechi Nafal. If he covered it properly, how did it fall? Amr Ab Yitzchak, Barbachana, Shesli and Lutecha, it got wormy, the wood rotted, it got wormy, and that's how it fell. Later in the whole big sugi, if you did a Kuroi L'Shvarim, Kuroi L'Chamarim, I mean Kuroi L'Gamalim, against the sugya, what's a din? We'll speak about it a little bit at the end of the shiur. The Gemara says, La'olam kuroi le'gemalam u'kuroi le'shvarim. Really, he was going to say it totally kuroi v'sliyim yitaychai. The Gemara says, with a kash loch yisliyim ahava l'mevan. I think Gemara is a shayl, if he was going to say kuroi, what's the chiddish? The Gemara says, Ma'ad etaymi boile le'mezel u'minka shalei kamash malon. You would think he has to go periodically and check on it, bang on it with a stick to make sure that the wood is still solid. Kamashman is not mechuyev to do that. Frekta Pnei Yeshua, why can't you say a different pshat in the Mishnah? Why can't you say it was kisei u'karoi, and then someone took it off? A cherish, right? The vikan took it off, an animal took it off, some unknown person took it off, so we can't be mechayivim. It got taken off. And what's the chiddush? A bigger chiddush. That he doesn't have to go check to see that the kisui is still on. The Gemara never had such a havimina. Adarab, the Gemara had a havimina, you have to go and check and bang with the stick, even though you see the kisui is still on, to make sure that the wood is still solid. Taina de Pnei Yeshua. That would sound very much that if you're Kaseyu or Bar Karoi and the kisui fell off and the kisui is not there on the bar anymore, you're chayiv, because you have to go periodically and check. It's your chayis to make sure the kisui is on. The Gemara, to have a minute, you have to even check to make sure that the kisui is still solid. Kamashla, no, you don't have to be Azul Menachishla. Advice dice. You do have to check to make sure the thing is still on. So Zak the Pnei Yeshua, Ayvazai, there's no din in Bechdeshi Yeda, Bechdeshi Diyu, Bechdeshi Diyu, Viyiska Payalim. That's Stavka by a bar Shal Shnei Shutfim. I'm going to explain why a bar Shal Shnei Shutfim is different. But Stam, you make a bar, you have to go check. Does fill the Pnei Yeshua tiny, but he's very unsure about it. He says he doesn't know if it's true. The Paiskim don't say this. He's claying from the Dikta Ka Paiskim this way or that way. He says he would say it, but he thinks Taisus holds not that way. And I think this is Mamish the Machlokes Rashi and Taisus. Taisus says clearly that the Sheni also has the same time the Rishon has. Mechadesh Yeda B'leishu is not negated to the Sheni. But this Yichus HaRazim V'chasenu is negated to the Sheni also. And the Rosh asked it for a Tamiya. What's the difference of Sheni and the Rishon? Why should the Sheni be different than the Rishon? The Chayyar, they're learning up with the Klarkai that the dinim over here is nothing to do with Barsha Shnei Shutfim. Any Kayyar Bar would have the same tur. That's why Vandar Sheni would also have the same tur. Why not? Someone who's Kayyar Bar and he's Mechase it and the Kisli falls off, he's only Chayyav according to Rav Vechdeshi Yeda, information is accessible, according to Rav Vechdeshi Diyu, that someone told him, that means he knows for sure. According to Rabbi Yechani, as the time of Bechdesh Yeda and Bechdesh Yedu, or Bechdesh Yedu, depending on the Gish of Rabbi Yechanan, plus the amount of time Sheyichu Sarazim Nichesenu. That's Tamadin, otherwise he's an Einus. I once spoke out to Baruch Ber in Siman Aleph, he says in other places also, that he holds his Achilatim Bar and Shar. By Shar, the only thing that patters you is a Shmir, but Etzim Yichayim for every Shar because it belongs to you. So Mela, if there's no Shmira, as long as it's possible for you to know, it wasn't Nifritza Balayla, it was Nifritza B'yayim, it was possible for you to know, so you chayev. Because even though you didn't know that it was out, but you have to know. You have to be proactive. That's what he holds by Shar. Mashenge by Bar, which says Ki Yichrish Bar, a Bar doesn't belong to you, even if it belongs to you. You're not chayev because it belongs to you. You're chayev because of the Kriya. Then you need a Pshira. Then you need a Pshia. If you were mechaser the bar and you don't know that the kisui was off, you need a pshia. You need a lo yichasenu. You need a pshia. So meila, they have a machlokes. What's called a pshia? When you were mechaser the bar, what's called a pshia? Bechdesh yeda, bechdesh yediu. You give him timeless kapelim. This is all according to Taisa and the Rosh. But Rashi dachs lechos like the Pnei Yeshua. That this Gemara is dafka Gemara about bar shnei shutfim. A regular bar, you don't have these zmanim. A regular bar could be you don't have any zmanim at all. If the kisli is off, you chayiv, period. You have to make sure the kisli is on. Now here by a bar shnei shutfim, din is a vart that one shutif takes over the bar. If one shutif knows about it and one shutif doesn't, the shutif that knows about it, he takes over the bar. It's a zayin of bar. Gemara said, but till when is the Rishon? Our name is Mifta. Till when is it the Sheni's bar? Maybe it should become the Rishon's bar again. So Gemara says, Manim, when the Rishon becomes back the Bala bar. But then, like we're saying, if it's a Ptur Oinis, so then the Gemara doesn't make sense of Irashi. Bechdei Sheyeda, he has to actually see it. Why does he have to see it? If he knows about it, he's not an Oinis. According to Rashi, you're not dealing with a Ptur Oinis. We're dealing with who's the Bala bar. Even though it's a bar shel shnei shutfim, but since the Rishon was mechasit, the bar is not bachayis, the bar is not as achayis anymore. The Sheni is the one that's taking over the bar. So the Rishon only becomes Tzirik Achroi on the Bar with these Tanan. According to Rav, he has to see it. According to Shmuel, according to the second Lashon of Rashi, even seeing it's not enough. He has to be told that it's open. He has to be warned. Then he becomes the Baal HaBor again. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you also give him a chance. He doesn't become a Achroi on the Bar again until he has a chance to go make be Seich HaPoelim to make a Kisli. But it's not up to Reines, it's a different word. Then says Rashi's come out Mefurish that way. Rashi says like this, Rishon and Amos Mifter, Hechad Dabar Sheini V'Nishtamish Boi, V'Loi Kiseyu, Ad Amos Ram Yekul Chayuva Asheini V'Rishon Pater. Rashi throws in, till when is the entire Chiyuv Ram Yon the Sheini and the Rishon's Pater? Why does he have to say that the entire Chiyuv is Ram Yon the Sheini? It's not the word. And why does he have to say Hechad Dabar Sheini V'Nishtamish Boi? Let him stop saying the Rishon's Pater because he was Mechasit. And he's Pater, Achieda. What's the Vart? The Torah says, no. Stam is a bar of one person? He's not going to be Pater, Achieda. It's because it's Ram Yechayuva Hasheni, because Hasheni was the Shtamish boy. That's why the Rishon's Pater. Now the Mashal is already Medayik in Rashi. What does Rashi say to say the Hasheni was the Shtamish boy? What do you need the Shtamish boy for? Lefi the other Rishonim, you b'chlal don't need the Shtamish boy. If the Hasheni left the Mechusa, if the Rishon left the Mechusa, I mean, and the Hasheni found it Megula, so the Hasheni is Mechuyiv until the Rishon knows about it. And the Hasheni also has a time Lichus Arazim, but the Rishon also has to know about it. But Kaseidah Rashi says that the Hasheni was Nishtamish boy. And the Marshal already says that the Rashi says it because you're not giving the Hasheni the time of Lichus Arazim, that's because the Hasheni was Nishtamish boy. But the few were saying, I think it's a living in the Marshal, even the Bechdei Sheyeda is only because the Rishon was the Sheni was Nishtamish boy. Could be if the Sheni wasn't Nishtamish boy, so he doesn't become the Baal HaBor. So that it's Megula, they're both Chayiv because it's Megula. But when the Sheni is Nishtamish boy, that makes him the total Baal HaBor because the Rishon doesn't know about it. And the Sheni is Nishtamish boy, that gives the Sheni the full Chayiv. See, now he says the Chazon Ish asks the Gevaldik Akasha. The Chazon Ish asks, if you have a bar shel shnei shutfim, and the Rishon is an einus, and the Sheni is a pesheya, because the Rishon left it megula, he doesn't know that it's megula. The Rishon left it mechusa, and the Sheni found it megula. So the Sheni is a pesheya, the Rishon is an einus. So the Mishnah, the Sheni is chayiv. In fact, the Chazon Ish, the Sheni should only have to pay half. It's a bar shel shnei shutfim. I'm only chayiv on half. You can't get from the Rishon because he's an einus. I'm a Pesheya, but Vaita, I'm only Mechuyiv half. It's only half my bar. Chaya Pella, Chazon Ish goes to try to answer, Al Pi Rav Nosson, we're going to see later on Achdon Gimel, Lekel Shlumi Mahai Mishtala Mahai. And by two Shutfim, you say, Kul Hezeka Ovid, each to the full Hezek. If you can't get paid from one, you get paid from the other. But it's not Pashit. It's not Pashit. He mutches with it. But that Kash is Lefi, the Gang of Teiz and the Rosh, at the Ptur of the Rishons of Ptarinus. I saw this in the Shurmer of David Pavaski. Lefi how we're learning Rashi, he doesn't say Klaitz Machlaik Zishayna, but he also says Mamash the way we're learning in Rashi. Lefi how we're learning Rashi, it's not Shver. It's not the Pshat that the Rishon has a Ptur Einus. The Sheni becomes the Ganser Baal HaBor because he's the Shtamish with the Bor and the Rishon doesn't know about it. The male of the Sheni becomes the Ganser Achroi in the Bor. It's not a Bor Shashay Shutfim anymore. The Sheni is the Ganser Machayiv. That's the Pshat in Rashi. So we have two mahalchim in this sugya on Afnan days. We have the mahalch of Teiz and the Rosh, which seem pretty clear that this shir, b'chdei sheyeda, b'chdei sheyedu, b'chdei sheyeda means information is accessible, b'chdei sheyedu means that he actually knows, and Rabbi Yochanan gives him more time, shliska peilim lichur sarazim, that's a p'tereinus, and that applies to anyone who's mechasa abar, and then it became megula. He's not chayiv until he knows about it, or he could know about it. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, they give him even more time to hire workers to cut down trees in order to make a new kisli for the bar. So that's why the Rishon is pater, he's an einus. And that's why, since the Rishon is pater, the Sheni is chayiv. Child is why the Sheni is chayiv the whole thing. Chazon Ish vek the kasha. And if you give the Rishon the time, lichus harazim, who didn't give the Sheni the time, lichus harazim? He just doesn't need b'chadei sheyeda, he knows about it already. But Rashi was saying the Mahalach is that Namal, you don't have any time. You have to make sure it's covered, period. And the Pnei Yeshua is medayik that way from the Gemara. It's only a slim itaycha yipat, and even then there was a haven you'd have to bang on it. If it's uncovered in Gansin, Avadi Yechayiv, Avadi, you have to make sure that it's covered. Now this Gemara is discussing a Barshal Shnei Shudfim. Then when one Shudif covered it, and the second Shudif found it open, and like Rashi says, he was Nishtamish by. So the second Shudif becomes the Gansa Balabar, period. In order for the first Shudif to become the Balabar again, they need a Shia Bechdei Sheyeda, Bechdei Sheyedu. The Rabbi Yechanan gives you time, Liska Bailam, Lichas Arazim. But it's not a Ptur Aynis, it's a Ptur that the Sheni became the Gansa Balabar. Now let's get back to the Mishnah Nafnan Aleph again. Because we said before Rashi's Pshat in the Mishnah Nafnan Aleph, that Rashi holds by the Mishnah Nafnan Aleph, they're both Peshay, they're both Chayiv. The only time the Sheni is Chayiv in that Mishnah is when he becomes a Shemer, Al Yidei giving him the Dalia, the cover of the bar, and making him a Shemer. Or if you hold Ein Breira, and when he uses it, he's borrowing it from you, so that usage will make him a Shemer on the bar. But the Rambam is Geiris, like we mentioned, the Geiris of the Rif Arishin Chayiv. And the Rambam is Mavur, and this is how the Mepharshim all learn the Rambam. The Rambam's Mavur Arishin Chayiv means Dafka the Rishin. Midik L'shayne, it's Mavur Kain. So that Mishnah says, Barshal Shnei Shutvim, Oval of Arishin V'loiki Seyu, Vasheni V'loiki Seyu, Arishin Chayiv, the Rishin's Chayiv. But when does Arishin become Pater? When he gives over the Dalyai, or he's a nicha mishtamish, that's when the Rishon is pater and the Sheni is chayiv. But otherwise, the Rishon is chayiv. So, chayiv shver, why should the Rishon be chayiv more than the Sheni? That's Rashi's taina. They're both b'shei equally. So some of Farshim want to say, because the Rishon opened the bar, it's a little sussum. It doesn't say clearly that he opened the bar. It says, Avrol of a Rishon. But the emphasis Rashi and Nafnan Aleph and Beis, the Vimaskal Dalya Kisi Abar Rashi says, Sharishan Paschai Vidalay Abashani Matza Masla Rishan is Kisi Habar. So it says a Rishan Paschai. So it sounds like the Rishan opened it. So maybe that's where the Rishan's Chayim. It's Chayim for Pesach, it's Chayim for opening the bar. Then Mrs. Zalman points out, because Lachemish also says, similar Lachemish says, since the cover is in his hand, so Mel he's Chayim the Ganson. When he gives the cover to the Sheni, he said, the Sheni is Chayiv the Gansin. Whoever has the cover, he's the Shemer of the bar. But Rabbi Zalman points out, the Rambam doesn't learn Dalia means the cover. The Rambam learns Dalia means the pail. And Sheni brings such a pshat. The pail. So you could say, maybe, when the Rishon gives the Sheni the pail, that somehow is indicating that the Sheni is the Shemer on the bar. But there's no reason that the Rishon should be the Shemer on the bar. It makes it all that much more sussum to say that the Rishon opened the bar. Me'echa teisa was ever a cover on the bar. Doesn't say anyone covered it. If you say Dalia means the cover, so then al karchuk there was a cover to the bar. So it makes sense that the Rishon was the one who took off the cover, even though it doesn't say it, because it says he gave the cover to the Sheni. It sounds like he took it off. So you could say that whenever he took off the cover, he's the Peseach, he's the Baal, he has the cover in his hand, he becomes a Gansa Mechliyev. He gives it to the Sheni, and Sheni becomes Mechayiv. But the Rambam learns it means the pail. So it's a bissel shvet to learn that way. So L'chaya, L'fiyah, we're learning up in Rashi in the second sugya. L'chaya, you can learn that way in the Rambam in the first sugya also. And there's a sign, since the Rishon used the bar, he becomes the owner of the bar. Rashi holds it's only when the Rishon left it Mechusa. So he was like Mesalik himself in the bar. Now the Sheni found it Megula, and he's mishtamish with it, so he becomes the owner until the Rishon knows about it, or was warned about it, or all the Tanam that the Gemara said. But Kumi the Rambam takes it a step further. Even if it was never Mechusa, the fact that the Rishon came was mishtamish with the bar, Avra would mean mishtamish, so he turns into the Balabar. He becomes the Balabar with the same Yisait. And now it's very good. And when does he become Ice Balabar? When he gives it to the Sheni to be Mishtamish. Either does it lane that the Sheni is Mishtamish alone makes him the Balabar, if you hold Ein Breira, because that means he's Mishtamish with the bar, or the Rishon has to actually give him the pail to be Mishtamish, because being Mishtamish alone, that's being Mishtamish with your Chelik. But the Seyed Adavar is that the Rishon becomes the Baal HaBayit because he's Mishtamish with the Bar, and Memela, he's Chayiv until the Sheni is Mishtamish. There's Rabbeinu Ephraim, which is on the side of the Rif, some guys from Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Talmud of the Rif, he says even more Vaita. He's going Mamish like the Rambam. The Rishon himself is Chayiv, he says Mefurish, Chayiv Rishon Levadai. And he says, the Me'inah to Avat Chilu Matzah Megula Vayik Yiseyu, Stam, when you have a bar shel shnei shutfim, and one of them knows about it, and one of them sees that it's that it's uncovered, so he becomes a bala bar, period. And it's his chiyuv to mechasit. He alone becomes the bala bar, even if the sheni knows about it, but the rishon's the bala bar. So mail the Rishon chayiv until he gives over the dli to the sheni and makes the sheni chayiv. Now the problem with both these two pshatim, and I saw this kasha in that Teir Shmuel from Amar Charozimel, is now how do you learn the next Mishnah then? When the Rishon was mechaseit, and the sheni comes, and he finds it megula. So now the sheni becomes the balabar. That's the chayiv what should happen. Well, if you learn Avram means nishtamish, so the sheni is nishtamish in it, so the sheni becomes the balabar. So the sheni is chayiv, gevaldik. But here you have a din that when the Rishon's yeda, or yediyu v'yichris paylim, yiska paylim v'yichris erazim v'chasenu, then the Rishon also becomes the balabar. What's the chilek? In the first Mishnah, where it was left megula, and the Rishon passes by, and he became the balabar, he remains the balabar, even though the sheni knows about it. Even though the sheni has time to cover it, he remains the balabar until he actually gives a dli to the sheni. Mashenki in the second Mishnah, the Rishon covered it. The sheni comes and finds the megula, so now the sheni is the Rishon. So now the sheni should be the balabar until the Rishon, until he gives over the dli to the Rishon. How come in the second Mishnah, as soon as the Rishon knows about it, or he has time, liska pael and lichas arazim, how come he becomes the balabar again? This is the chayyah, the hearts of the sigil of the Rambam, but I don't have a clear pshat. Sounds like in the first Mishnah, since it was never covered, the Rishon that went by, he became the balabar, and he remains the balabar, even if the sheni finds out about it, until he's imsadalai. In the second Mishnah, where the Rishon who passed by, who became the balabar, covered it, and then somehow the cover got taken off, and the sheni found the megula, there the sheni only remains the balabar, until the Rishon hears about it again. And the chiluk is not so clear. Now just a few more nekudas. The Gemara, on the end of the Daftan Aleph and Midbeis, when he brought the Machlokes Tanoim, of when the Rishon is pater, by Nichay Mishtamish or Yimsel Idalyoi. And the Gemara says, Mamaika Mivlagi. And the Gemara says, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov holds Yesh Breira. We spoke about this. So Nicha Mishtamish doesn't make him a shoyl on the whole bar, because Haimidi Dei Komalia, Haimidi Dei Komalia. And the Banold Ein Breira, so he's taken from the whole bar, and Mela, he becomes a shoyl, and Mela becomes Chayvin and a Zakin. And the Gemara says, Mamaika Mivlagi. The Gemara says, Amra Avinav Ozlu Tamayu. The Tanan Ashutvim Shinojo Nazem is a Sumi Konis Lachatzit. And the Blazim and Yankavam is a Nicholas of Turk Shalai, is a Nicholas of Turk Shalai. That let's say Shutvim are Neidir Anoah from each other. They don't want to, there's an Isser Anoah from each other. So the Rabbanan say neither of them could go into the Chatzit. Because when you're going into the Chatzit, you're going into Yenna's Chatzit. And the Melo, you're having Anoah from Yenna. And the Blazim Yaakov says, no, I'm going into my chatzit. And the Gemara says, the Machlokes says, if you hold Yesh Breira, Ein Breira. So there's a discussion, and here in the Sugi, in the fifth parak of the Dharam, and in other places, Rishayim have a problem. The Gemara there in the Dharam passes like a Blazim and Yaakov. So it sounds like we hold Yesh Breira. And the Gemara in Bay in the fourth parak passes Ein Breira. Like answer Shiloh. Some Rishonim say that we pass like a Bezim Yaakov Veloy Mitamei. There's a different reason why it's Mutter, because Jesus a regular Stam Mutter. And some say, really, we pass in Yesh Breyer. We don't pass like the Gemara in Breyer. Bali Taisus, in a few places, discusses this Shaila. Now the Ramban, in the beginning of the fifth Perek of Bey, in the Lachas and the Ramban, he says that this has no Shaychus whatsoever to the Inyan of Yesh Breyer and Ein Breyer that we have in the Ganshas. What does Yesh Breyer and Ein Breyer mean in Ganshas? you make a chalos, and it's undefined right now what the chalos is on, and it becomes defined later. You say, Shnei lugin shnei asal lahafrish should be truma. So you're trying to make something truma. It should be chal truma now. You want the wine to be mutter now. But we should know which two lugin the truma have, except for later. Or you say, right again. And right again, for the one I make up my mind later, Lezer Sharitza, or the one that walks out of the door later, means I want the get to be lishma. I'm not going to tell you for who. Whatever I decide later, or based on something else that happened later, then it'll be chal that way. That's a machlekes. Could you make such a chalais or not? Does a chalais have to mavur the time in a chalais? You want it to be chal on two lugin. We have to know which two lugin is chal. And it can't be just chal undefined, and later we'll find out which two lugin. Can't work that way. That's Ein Brer. Yesh Brer says, yeah. Conceptually, it's chal on those two lugin. We'll find out later what they are. But this, my shutfim, has no shaykhus now whatsoever. There's no chalais. We know exactly what it is. We know that this chatzah belongs to both of them. This is a different machlekes. It's a machlekes in lamdas. When a shutif uses the entire chayfetz of the shutfis, how do we look at it? Do we say that he's using yenis chayfetz? The pshat is each one has a bailus, so you're using yenis chayfetz. It has to be. You have a right to use yenis chayfetz. Ke'ilu, yenis chayfetz is meshubit to let you use it, because you're also a bailum. That's the rule of the shutfis. But lamaisa, you're also using yenis chayfetz, so mele by yisra anah, it would be aser, because lamaisa using a chayfetz is aser banah to you. And here also, you'll become a shayl on the whole bar, because lamaisa using the part, the chaylik of the bar that's not yours also. Well, no. Do we conceptualize it and say, I'm using my bar, since I'm a shutif, and I'm using it, I'll pee the right of the shutfis, you have no right to ma'akiv, that means, klapi this use, it's in ganzen mine. I'm using my chaylik. I'm not using your chalik. Somehow the chalakim split up that way. But it has nothing to do with the Yesh Brer and Ein Brer of the rest of the Shas. And the middle, there's no shaykhus to, there's no kasha. Here we pass an Yesh Brer, there we pass an Ein Brer. It's two different things. We're just using the same words. The Ran, in the beginning of the fifth parak of Nedarim, he's Marich about it. He says, not like the Ramban. He says, Avad, it's the same Brer that we have in Gan Shas. You know what the Pshat is? A Chavitz can't belong to two people. So what's the pshat in a shutfis? The pshat is, it's ke'ilu, it's written up. Whenever this guy uses it, it's his. And whenever the other guy uses it, it's his. Whatever rights he has to use it, and he taka uses it, that's his. Like we have a real long contract, when we both buy it together, that on Sunday and on Tuesday, whenever he ended up using it, it was ke'ilu, was written in the contract that it's his at that time. And whenever the other guy ends up using it, ke'ilu, has written the contract that's his in that time. So that's classic Brera. You bought something together, or yarshined it together, whatever you got it together, and it's yours for all the time you use it, and it's the other guy's for all the time the other guy uses it, and we'll find out later when it's yours and when it's his. Now the Ran says that the reason why we could pass in Yesh Brera here, and not in other places, is because he says we don't need the Brera so much here, because the Etzim Yisayda of the field really belongs to both of them. That already is Mavur. Just the details, exactly which times are his and which times are his, those are details. So since the basic thing was Mavur already, so maybe we could say Yesh Brera on the details. It's not like other cases of Brera where the entire Chalois is totally on a later event. That you'd say Ein Brera. Al-Kabanim, this is the Machlekes Rishenim. If the Yesh Brera and Ein Brera here are the regular Yesh Brera and Ein Brera of Kol HaShas, and the Pshat is Huvra Davul Mefreya, that every time I use it, the pshat is for that time, it's totally mine. It's like a kinyan lezman that the chavetz keeps shifting over from my ownership to your ownership to my ownership to your ownership whenever we use it. Well, no, really, it belongs to both of us. The shayla is in lamdas. What I'm using is the kol I'm using your chavetz. I have a sheva that I could use your chavetz. Well, no, since I'm using it mikayach my shutfis, I'm using my chavetz. Nothing to do with the Yesh Brera and Ein Brera of Kol HaShas. Rabbi Kiva Enga, in the Tshuva, Simon Samach Zayin, he says an afkmina halacha between the Ramban and the Rad. We pass like a blessing in Yankov. But he says, let's say you have a shutvis with a guy in a house. Are you chayiv in mezuzah? So if the house is yeshba kadei chaluka, the house could be split up and divided between you and the guy. So even our blessing in Yankov holds, but yeshba kadei chaluka, you are considered using his thing. But let's say it's aimba kadei chaluka. So Tainan Rabbi Kilega, Machari Yipater, is a din, Shutfis of a guy, Pater's you from Azusa. But Tainan Rabbi Kilega, that would only be according to the Ramban. According to the Ramban, Vinishvi, the guy always owns it. You always own it, the guy always owns it. Now when you're using it, it's called you're using your thing. So Mela, there won't be an Isra'ana, and Mela, you won't be called a shell. You're using your thing. But the Etzem house, the guy always owns the feeder on that. So even by Ein Bei Kedei Chaluka, when you have Reb Lezim and Yankov, that won't be Mechayiv you and Mezuzah, because Vinishvi, the guy always owns the house. Mashenkein lefeeder ran, that it's the real Breira, and the Pshat is whenever I'm using it, I'm the full owner. And whenever you're using it, you're the full owner. That's how the Breira works. It's a Kenyan Lizman for the time that I'm using it. It's like there was a big contract written up all the times that it's totally mine and all the times totally yours. That's the Breira. So lefi zeh, by Abayi Sheim Bedin Chaluka, I can't pater myself from a Zuzah because of a Shutfis guy. Because when I'm using it, then the house is totally mine. Then there is no Shutfis guy. And Mela won't be pater from a Zuzah. That's Tain Rabbi Kivega. So also, if there's a Begin, which has a Shutfis between the guy and the Yid, lefi the Ramban, you'd be pater from Tzitzis. It's not lechem. It's not yours. It belongs to a guy also. But lefi the Ran, any time you're wearing it, you're wearing your own bag. It's totally yours. You won't be able to part it from tzitzis from a shitvis of a guy. That's the Rebbe Kivega Geshmak. There's one other interesting nekuda. Taisus points out that you see in Chesanta Zach and Agamar, lefi the Rabbanan, they hold aim brayer. They hold that when a shutif uses it, he's using Yenazach. But Yen has no right to stop him. Yen has no shum right to stop him. He has absolutely no right to stop him from using it. But still, when he's Asas Hano, the guy becomes Asur. And you can't Asur Hano something which is not yours. But this is his, but Yen has a din that he could use it. And you have no right to stop him in din. Tell him a makbid gummy, you can't use it. He can laugh at you, Achman. It's his. He's a shutif. But you aser it. You make a neder, you make an isser kainim. You can aser it. So your kayach of isser is more than your kayach that you have in chaysh and mishpat. He brings also the Gemara in Erichin. The Gemara in Erichin says, let's say someone rents a house. The guy already signed the lease, he paid for it. There's no way you could kick him out of the house. He rented it. Schal v'skiris. There's nothing you could do. But if you makdish the house, that's it. He has to leave. As I state mafurish in the Gemara in Erichin. It's your house. You can be makdish it. Once you makdish it, gone. Goodbye. It's a frek taisis akashim. It says that if someone has a field which is meshubatu abal chayiv, there's a lien on it. It's meshubatu abal chayiv, and he's makdish the field. So the abal chayiv could take it. We have a din that hektish is mafkim mideshi, but that's only kedushas aguf. If your behem is meshubatu abal chayiv, you make it into a carbon, so then that's it. It's a carbon hektish mafkim mideshi, but. But if you are makdish a field, kedushas is medek habayis, and it's meshubit to someone, he could go take it. So what's the pshat? I made it aser. Here also it's meshubit. A field that's a shutif also is meshubit. You meshubit to allow him to have it. He can't stop him from going taking it. By chaseicher, it's also meshubit. You meshubit to yaseicher, he already owns the rental. And then you say, it doesn't matter. Once it's hektish, it's hektish. So how come when you makdish a field, it's meshubit to balchayv, he could take it? So Taisa says a teretz, the balchayv is different because the gufa karka is la'olam, the gufa karka is yetzim mitachas yana makdish. He gets the entire karka, but here, the gufa karka is not yetzim mitachas yana maskir. And the chayr as far as like this, Taisa is saying, by Kedusha's damim, that is, just like if you would have a right to take something away from a hedik because it's meshubit to you, but you could take it away mikol v'kol, and now it's yours. It's mafkia that didn't had it. Who a din? You could take it away from hektish and be mafkia that didn't hektish from it. Hektish is not going to have more than what the makdish had. The makdish you had a din. You could take it away from him entirely. So hektish will also have this din that you could take it away from him entirely. Mashen kein by the seicher and by the shutif, you don't want to take it away from hektish. You can't. You have no din to take it away from Makdish, just like you don't have a din to take it away from the one who was Makdish it. You have din to use it while the guy owns it. That din, once it's Makdish, is going to be an issa for you to use it. So Taisus holds a lacha l'maisa, that even if someone's kaina he has a right to use it. He's a shutif, he's a seicher, but still when you makdish it, now he can't use it anymore. The Ran and the Dorim in the fifth parak holds no. The Ran holds, it belongs to Hekdish, but you could still use it. You could still rent it. You're a shutif, you could still use it. That's not a problem. But he holds as a chilik between Kedushas Damim and Kedushas Aguf. Kainim as a din of Kedushas Aguf. But Kedushas Aguf, that's mafkia midei shibud. Then you can't use it anymore. And who would do this mafkia from a Baal Chayiv taking it? He doesn't hold like Taiz as a chilik between taking the whole thing or using it while it belongs to Hekdish. By both of them, a Kedushas Damim, you could do either of them. Kedushas Damim, as long as it's meshubud to you, you can take it. And you can use it. But Kedushas Aguf, that's when it's Aser. And Bechanan, Kaivis Aris, Simin and Beis, is Mazbet as far as the Machlaik is Taisus and the Ran. Taisus holds the Isra Anah from Hekdish is not Mitam Gzela. The Isra Anah from Hekdish is not Mitam Gzela. He brings a lot of Ryan said the Isra Me'ila is Mitam Gzela. Fine. But the Isra Anah from Hekdish without Me'ila is not Mitam Gzela. Stam is an Isra Anah. So even though you can't be called a gazlan, you rented it. There can't be any momentistic problem with you living in a house that you rented, even though he's makdish it. There can't be any momentistic problem of you going into a field, you're the shutif him, even if he asks hana on you. But the isser hana from hektish is not gzela. The isser hana is be'etzim. You can't have hana from something that's hektish, so even if you have a momentistic din that you could have hana. But lemaisi having hana from hektish. So when the pshat is you could take it away entirely from Hekdish, that you could do. Then it's not Hekdish anymore. If the din is, if in mum and the pshat is it's yours, it doesn't belong to Hekdish, so that's the din. By Kedusha's dumb, you could take it away. But when it will still belong to Hekdish, that you can't have enough from Hekdish is not because of Gzela. It has nothing to do with the mumin. Stop, that's him. You can't have enough. It's something that belongs to Hekdish. Here, this house belongs to Hekdish. You're just a renter. This field, one of the shit from is Hekdish. You can't have enough from something which belongs even partially to Hekdish. Mashenki in the Ran holds is a chilah between Kedushas Guf and Kedushas Damim. Enechinami, Kedushas Aguf, the pshat is its be'etzim. It's nothing to do with Gzela. That's why Kedushas Guf is mafkiyim midei shibud. Because the Isser is chal, and once the Isser is chal, it's too late. There's nothing you could do. It doesn't matter what dine mamin you have. It doesn't matter that it's meshubit to you. It doesn't matter that you rented it. It doesn't matter that you're a shutif in it. The Kedushas Aguf is Chal, Kedushas Aguf is an Isser Be'etzim. But Kedushas Damim, the whole Isser is Gzela. There is no other Isser to be Nana from Kedushas Damim. That's why it's not Mefkiyim B'nei Shibut. Hekdish only has as much as the Din Mamun will allow it to have. If it's Meshubit to you, you can take it. If you rented it, you can continue living there. I can't be called a Gazlan, I rented it. If you're a Shut, if you can continue living there. That's the Machlokes Teis in the Ran. Taisus holds, even by Kedushas Damim, the Isra Ano is not as Gzel, it's Damasr. So even if it's yours, the Shtamshis is yours, your Seicher, your Shutif, it doesn't matter. As long as it belongs to Hekdish, it's an Isra Ano. The only thing by Kedushas Damim is you could take it away from Hekdish, but that's only if you could take the whole thing away. The Ran holds, by Kedushas Damim, there's no other Isra besides Gzela. If in Dine Mamanis you could use it, that's fine. By Kedushas Aguf, then there's an Isra Be'etzim. That's why Kedushas Aguf is a Mefkim Meishibud. That's why by Kedushas Aguf, the Seicher or the Shutif won't be able to use it anymore. That's why by Kainimus, the Kedushas Aguf, he won't be able to use it. And now let's go weiter. The Mishnah Nun Beis also says, Kiseyu Kuroi V'Naflo Teicher Shara Chamara Meis Potter, like Kiseyu Kuroi V'Naflo Teicher Shara Chamara Meis Chayiv. If you made a good Shmiri, you Potter, and the Gemara says, Asliya Miteichai, was an Einus, if you didn't make a good Shmiri, Chayiv. So the Gemara, the rest of Nafnan Beis, Amin Aleph, and the rest of Amin Beis deals with two shailas. The first shaila was, Stama Shaila, if let's say it's Karoy L'Shvarim, but the Gemalim could weaken the bar, could weaken the Kisui, and then the Shvarim could fall in. So the Gemara assumed, if the Gemalim are Shkiach, if the Gemalim could weaken the Kisui and the Shkiach to be there, why do you have to be careful? You have to make a Zak Kisui, the Gemalim won't be able to weaken the Shkiach there. And if the Gemalim only come, Gemalim on Gansen Leishkirch there, so Vadat's an Einis, you have to be Cheshire Gemalim, they never come. But the Gemara Shaila was, if they come the Prok and they come occasionally, do I have to be Cheshire that an occasional Gamal will come and weaken my Kisli? The Gemara goes to all Shakal the Tire, the Gemara comes out Lemaskana, that you do have to be chayshish for an occasional gamal also. And then the Gemara has another shaila. Let's say it's shkichi gmalim, and you don't have a good enough kisli for the gmalim. The gmalim will break open the kisli and get damaged. But you have a good enough kisli for the shvarim. And what happened was, it was a slim itaycha, and a shor came in, and the shor got damaged. Do you say that since for the shvarim it was an adequate kisli, the slim itaycha is an einis, see a potter? Or do you say, migui da have a peshay linyan gmalim, have a peshay linyan shvarim? Do I say that since it was a pshia for gmalim, so mela, that's called a pshia for shvarim also? So the Gemara's maskana was, if a shar chavish, shayt of a katan or a suma, or a mahalach balayla falls into a bar, yichayiv, but if a bekeach, a shar that's a bekeach, it's not blind, it's not a chavish, it's not a shayta, and it's not at night, it's b'yayim, we could see the bar, falls into the bar, yipater, because such a shar wouldn't fall into a bar. So here in it's on the bekeach b'yayim. So you see, you don't say migui. You don't say that migui, that you're peshei linyan, the cheirish and the shaita, the katan, the suma, that that's called the peshei linyan, the pikeach. It's all right, you don't say migui. Whatever, you wouldn't have to be cheirish to fall into the bar, you don't have to be cheirish for. So who would then announce shayla, even though your kisli wasn't good enough for gmal, the gmal would fall in, but lamaisa was good enough for shvarim. The only reason why it didn't work for shvarim is because there's a sliya mitaychai. So I say you potter, just like you potter mekech b'yayim, even though you're a peshay linyan the cheirish and the mahalach b'layla and the suma. So Nushainim will ask a kasha. What happened to the din of tchilasa b'shia v'seifa b'aynis? We know there's a machlekes. We pass in tchilasa b'shia v'seifa b'aynis is chayiv. If someone was peshaya and it ended up happening in aynis, the din is that he's chayiv. So here it's mamish the same thing. You were peshaya. You didn't have an adequate shmir on your bar. It's a pshia for gmalim. Ended up in einis for shvarim. Or stam yadog a bar. It's a pshia for a cheir shayt of a katan. It's a pshia for a mahalach b'layla. But ended up in einis and ended up a keach b'yayim. Why don't you say tchalas a pshia for seifa b'einis? It's chayim. As I frag in the Rishayim. So there are two basic terutzim to this kashi. You have the Ravid's terutz. And tchalas a pshia for seifa b'einis is only on the same hezek. Like the case where somebody had money that it was a shay mechinam and he put it in a tshifa d'urbani. He put it in a hut which is good enough for ganavim, but it's not good enough for fire. And the ganav came and took it, but he was peshay with the money, legabe fire. So mele, that's why he's chayiv even an einus. Or he kept an animal in a place where the wind could have blown down the fence. But the wind didn't blow down. Instead, the animal was chayter. It dug under the fence, which that he doesn't have to be cheshish for. But since he was a peshay in the fence, so mainly, even this way of breaking the fence, he's also a chayim because it's the same hezek. It's the same hezek of the animal going out and being mazik. He's a peshay legabi, the same hezek. Now, Shenken here, he's only a peshay legabi, the hezek of gmalim. He's not a peshay legabi, the hezek of shvarim. It's a different hezek. He's only a peshay legabi, the hezek of cheirish or suma. He's not a peshay legabi pekech. It's a different hezek. So in that, you don't say tchalas of shiv seifa b'aynis. That's the Ravid's pshat. Malamar asks on him that pekech is also, it's the same hezek as a shayla b'yayim or b'layla. Pekech b'layla is chayiv. Pekech b'yayim is potter. Good, maybe yayim and layla is also considered a different hezek, but that's the first pshat. Tchalas of shiv seifa b'aynis is dafka for the same hezek. A pshia on one hezek is not going to make a chiv on the other hezek. And the other pshat, Taisus pshat, and Rishayim also will bring down this pshat. That tchilas of pshia v'seifa b'aynis only is when aydei the pshia came the aynis, like the case of tzrifa d'urvani. If he would have put it in the ground to keep it watched from fire, so the ganav wouldn't have found it. The ganav was looking in the urvani. So because of the pshia came the aynis. In ground it was an aynis, he didn't have to be cheshish for it. But the aynis came machmas the pshia. By the case of the fence, you have to say that the animal was able to topple the fence, al-yidei the chatira, you don't have to be chayshish, an animal will be chayter. But as a weak fence, he was able to do it. Yidei the pshia, that he didn't make the fence strong enough for the wind, came the einis that was able to knock it down through the chatira. Al-kabanim, these are the cases where the pshia caused the einis. Even though it was an einis, he didn't have to be chayshish for it, but it came machmas the pshia. Now, Shenken here, the Hislia, that it wasn't Keroyah Lishvarim, didn't come Machmas Lipshiyah for the Gemalim. And the same thing, Pekech Miyim didn't come Machmas Lipshiyah. The Einis didn't come Machmas Lipshiyah. So, male, this Sigya has nothing to do, according to Rav Yishenim, Tchilas Lipshiyah V'Seifah B'Einis. Now, the Shaila is, so what is the Pshat in the Sigya? Why shouldn't you say Migui? What does it mean, Migui? What was the Havimina to say that Migui that's Lipshiyah L'Gabi Gemalim, it's a pshiel legabe shvarim. Or miga that's a pshiel legabe yayim, legabe laila, I mean, will be pshiel legabe bekeach b'yayim. So the Ramban Melchamah says that this is a pshat in the shayla. Even though the einis didn't come machem as a pshiel, there's no such thing as tchas a pshiel for sefer b'einis here. But maybe you'd say that since you didn't cover it kuroi, so it's a bar sheinim mechusa. Shalai patrosi atayla bekisa shiroi lechol dover. You need a kis that's royal lechol davar. Avagav the hash to einisu. Shepshias kriyasa pshia lechayve bechol davar etchkasena kroyaf legmalim. That you would say that a bar that's not mechusa legmalim is a bar shayna mechusa the pshias kriyas mechayve for everything. And the mar brings the right that no. You see that you have a bar, when you have a kriyas bar. And still, you punter on the pekeach b'yayim elamai. Whatever it's an einus, it's an einus. You don't say that the pshi is mechayev and everything. But what's this svara from the Ramban? What does he mean? What is this havimina? It's not chalas pshi of sefer b'einus. Like you said, the einus didn't come machmas pshi. But he says since you don't have a kisa karoi, you have the pshi of the bar. What's the pshat in that? So Baruch Ber in Simin Vav, he says a gavaldi yisaid. If I understand the Baruch Ber correctly. He says like this. He says, an einus is only the pshat if you made a shmirah. He says, Hagabatzmacha, let's say you didn't make any shmirah on your animal. Fakat, the nizik made a shmirah. The nizik made a big fence around his sada. Baifin that your animal can't get in. And then einus happened, the fence fell down, and your animal got in and was mazik. Zakhtil bipater al einus. You didn't make any shmirah. You're not an einus. You did nothing. An einus is a pshat. You made a shmirah. You made a shmirah, and your shmirah, but einus didn't work. The male, you have a pter einus. If you didn't make a shmirah and einus happened, that's not an einus. You didn't do anything. That's not an einus b'chlal. That's tied into a baruch ber. So what's pshat here by bar? Zakta by bar, the pshat is you need a pshi in the bar in order to make give it a shame bar. That's the aside he says in a few places. Ki yichrish bar. You need a pshi in the bar to give it a shame bar. So the shayla is, since you didn't make a kisui, that's Karoya Lugmalim. So you don't have a kisi on your bar. The Torah is not makshav this a kisi on the bar. So mainly, you have a bar that's mazik. You don't say a tainus ainus. You didn't make a kisi on the bar. This is not called a kisi on the bar. A kisi has to be a ganza kisi. Mainly, you can't tain up to ainus. You didn't do a kisi. You didn't do a shmira. Zag the Gemara Verai, not that way. Because you see, Lagabi, the ikka didn't kree of the bar. You potter by pekeach b'yayim. Why you potter? I didn't do any shmirah. Elamai b'negeyeh pekeach b'yayim, there is no kriya's bar. A bar needs a pshiyah of the kriya. You have a pshiyah of the kriya b'negeyeh cherish, b'negeyeh suma, b'negeyeh laila. But legabi pekeach b'yayim, there is no pshiyah of kriya. We look at each thing separately. We don't say this bar has a pshiyah of the kriya already and zehu me'melet tzchayev no matter what. We say the whole pshiyah of the kriya is only on what it on what itaka is likely to fall in. A cherish, a shaita, a katan, a suma, a pekeach b'layla, a pekeach b'yayim, which is not likely to fall in, you're missing the pshiyah of the kriya. So the same thing with the kisui. When you have a kisui, ena chanami legabi gmalim, it's not a kisui, there is no kisui legabi gmalim, but since this kisui works for shvarim, it's a kisui legabi shvarim, you don't say migli. So the havimina to mechayiv is that once you have a pshiyah in the etzim bar, you didn't do a shmir, you can't tie a tainus einus. You made a bar, you didn't make a shmir, there is no einus. Kamash malon, that the bar is mischalik. Just like you see, legavi the ikka didn't kriya of the bar, the kriya of the bar metchil, the pshi of the kriya is dafke pshi, legavi cheir, shaita cotton, suma, lila. It's not a pshi, legavi peyach liyayim. Who had been the kisi of the bar? This bar is a bar mechusel, legavi shvarim. Even though it's not mechusel legabi gmalim. Abbas atelzich. Gmalim is one thing. Shvarim is a different thing. Legabi shvarim, it's a bar mechusel. That's why you put that. Azay feshteich the pshat ner baruch ber.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.